Welcome to episode 16 of Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing really well, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Another week here. We have some fun. Talk some more horses. And just to make sure everybody and all our listeners know, make sure you visit our website. It's offthechartshorseracing.com. When you go to that website, you have all of our links, including links to our podcast on iTunes, as well as our feed to that can connect you to our favorite podcatcher. And also we have a link for all you Android users out there with a Google link. And we have a lot to talk about, including we have now over 1,200 downloads. I wish 12,000.
Wishful.
1,200 downloads. That's pretty awesome, Steve.
Yeah, it's great. It's really cool.
So yeah, a lot of interest in the podcast. We're really loving everybody taking a listen here. So today, as far as I go, we're going to review what happened last week, and there's some good things. And also, the Horse Nuggets segment is back, and you're going to talk about some of the fine books you've read through handicapping. Some good choices here. You'll go review that. And then this week, you've decided to look at Aqueduct, four races on the card for Saturday, and some greater stakes races. So let's get started with last week.
Yeah, Dave. So a couple things. You did mention our website and Twitter. And
I did forget to mention Twitter. Sorry about that.
Yeah, and it's okay though. But you know, I did want to mention that I did because of the delay in the past performances last week. I did have to put Saturday's picks out right on Twitter and on the website. And if the listeners had gone and found those picks, they would have found a few winners. So it would have been worth visiting us at our. The other places that we can be looked at and where I often post information or retweet information that I think is interesting. So Dave, let me talk about last week a little bit. It was really a pretty phenomenal weekend. You know that I handicapped races for Thanksgiving Day Thursday and then Black Friday Friday and then also on Saturday. And so in all, I handicapped 18 stakes races, and in those 18 stakes races, 12 of the winners were found in our top three picks. Also, we had five top pick winners in those 18 races, and those top pick winners paid $16.40, $10.40, $8, $7.30, and $6.20. So, you don't have to be a mathematician to add those up and figure out that you would have made money just betting our top picks in those 18 stakes races. Overall, Dave, handicapped now 89 stakes races since we started these podcasts, and 37 times the winner of those stakes races has come within our top two picks. So continue to be pretty consistent. I've been waiting for another one of those bang up, weeks where we really gave a lot of winners out, and that Thanksgiving weekend turned out to be that weekend. So pretty exciting, and it looks like the podcast got downloaded quite a number of times. So pretty pleased.
Yeah, no, yeah, we had a good interest last week because there was a lot of races, but great job, and we continue to have fun here. With that, let's move on to everybody's favorite Horse Nugget segment. And you have quite a library here of books that you have consulted over the years and recently and learning all about handicapping. So kind of give us some views of all these books that you've picked.
Yeah. So what I thought I would do, Dave, is because Christmas is coming up, and actually I started to there's a couple of new books out that I'm going to be asking for from Santa Claus. So I thought I would give the listeners just a list of the books that I have read. And as I started down this handicapping journey, have been the books I felt have made the most impact on my handicapping. And you know, at the top of my list is a book called Picking Winners by Andy Beyer. Andy Beyer is the guy that produces the speed ratings and the daily racing form. And, you know, pretty much the foundation of my handicapping comes from, picking winners, you know, the book written by Andy. So handicapping fundamentals, you know, the basic blocking and tackling. I know that I did a segment in Horse Nuggets not that long ago on the fundamentals of handicapping. A lot of that stuff I got from Andy Beyer. So if you're going to get started down this journey and really, you know, set yourself apart, Picking Winners by Andy Beyer is probably the first book you want to look at. And then there's a number of other books that I've read that had an impact on my knowledge and also on my ability to apply that knowledge to pick winners. And interestingly enough, Dave, there's a book out called Off the Charts. and Nick Borg wrote this book, Off the Charts. And it's really just an analysis of how to analyze the race charts. So after the race is over and the race charts are produced by the Daily Racing Form, how to analyze pace, how to, you know, take a look at a race chart and read between the lines and come up with some horses that might be future bets. I've used this pretty effectively in the past. Haven't done it in a while, but I know that I can identify winners by looking at the race charts because of this book. And there's a book out called Handicapping 101 written by Brad Free. Brad Free works for the Daily Racing Form and Brad does a really nice job of helping you using both the speed figures in the racing form and then being able to do some pace analysis around those speed figures coupled with, you know, quarterly times and fractions and how to get a good gauge on what the pace of a particular race might be. And then I followed that up with another book by Andy Beyer called Beyer on Speed. So basically, you know, Andy Beyer did develop the speed figures in the racing form, and then he wrote an entire book about how to use those speed figures to pick winners at the racetrack. There's also a book out called Betting Thoroughbreds by Steve Davidowitz. Steve, his book is pretty comprehensive, but the one thing that he focused on that I was interested in was he really started to talk about trainer patterns. And I know that by listening to these podcasts that you and the listeners know that I put a lot of emphasis on trainer patterns and what trainers are doing that particular day in that particular race and whether this horse has been set up based on a pattern to have a highly productive effort. There's another really good book out called Bet with the Best, and Bet with the Best is written by multiple authors, a number of top handicappers, Andy Beyer included, and really there's a chapter on each one of these top handicappers and what their technique is in picking winners at the racetrack. So I found that to be a really good book because it really gives you, you know, 8 to 10 of the top horse players that there are in the industry and how they assess and evaluate a race. So those are some of the books, Dave, that I've used. I know that I've been asked before how I got started mm-hmm. being a handicapper and what I did to get myself jump started. And this is where I started, Dave. I went and I bought books and I started yep. reading books and the books that I've listed here, are all have had an impact on how I handicap the races.
Yeah. And it looks like most if not all those books are available on Amazon. So you could,
yeah, they are.
Purchase.
Yeah.
Some of them are a little out of print, but you might still be able to get them through used offers, but if anything, what we'll do is I'll put links in the show notes to these books so you can actually go out to Amazon and find them yourself.
That's a great idea, Dave. That would be great.
Yeah, we'll go through and make that change, and then you can go to our show notes, and you'll actually be able to click in so you know which book it is. So
where would they find our show notes, Dave?
They will find our show notes on offthechartshorseracing.com, and there you'll see the latest episode would be right on the first page there. And again, I'll mention it again. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR because all the updates will be there too. We'll mention that at the end of the show as well.
Okay.
And let's go ahead and move on and talk about the races you were going to be looking at for this Saturday. That would be at Aqueduct. And you have races 6, 8, 9, and 10. We're going to go through those here in a second. And let's just take a look first at the sixth race. And we will have to thumb through our pages here.
Okay, been there.
And are you ready to go with the...
I am.
Start with the sixth race here. And this is a mile, and this is a grade three, 78th running of the Go For Juan. The purse is $200,000. You have it's a handicap for fillies and mares, three-year-olds on upward. Looks like some good choices here. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So this is this is a one-turn mile at Aqueduct. So they start out of a chute. So this is a one-turn route race. And my top selection in this race, Dave, is the two-horse Highway Star. Highway Star is 2-1 in the morning line. Rodrigo Abilo is the trainer. Noberto Arroyo is the jockey. This number of things that I've circled here, Dave. This horse is 3-for-3 at Aqueduct, a lifetime. Has produced a 97 buyer speed figure at Aqueduct. This horse, if you look at the Tomlinson, has a 358 Tomlinson at this distance and is 4-for-4 at this mile distance, producing a 96 buyer speed figure. Arroyo has been on this horse four times that we can see here in the past performances where he has won with the horse. So this is obviously a jockey that fits well. This horse's last performance was in the Breeders' Cup filly and mare sprint, and got stuck with an outside post position. Showed some early speed, wasn't on the lead, but was up near the pace, and that was a really quick pace. So, got left out of it, as you know, Dave. Those horses that broke from those outside post positions in the Breeders' Cup really didn't have much of a chance. I have underlined here that on that June 10th race at Belmont, this horse was 9-1 to Songbird. So, been racing against some classy horses. The price is not going to be overly appealing, but I think this is the right horse, Dave. So we're going to make the two horse Highway Star our top selection here in the sixth race. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the four horse. The four horse is Lucy and Ethel, trained by Todd Pletcher, ridden by Jose Ortiz, 8-1 in the morning line. So a little bit of a price play. This horse is 1-for-1 at Aqueduct, producing an 86 buyer speed figure, which was produced last time out. This horse is going to be stretching out from a sprint to a route. Pletcher's really good when he makes this move. He's 26% when he goes sprint to route. When a horse has had two sprints and goes to a route, he's 28%. So he's really good with horses that stretch out. This horse really hasn't done a whole lot wrong in her lifetime. Seven lifetime starts, five wins. Get a top trainer, top jockey. We get 8-1, and we're going to make Lucy and Ethel the four horse, our second selection in this sixth race at Aqueduct.
And that was the first time Jose Ortiz, huh?
Switch from Johnny V.
Yep.
And I believe that Johnny V is on another horse in this race.
He is.
Yeah. And I did look at that horse a little bit, but just didn't find its way into my top selections.
Sure.
That's Verve's Tail, trained by Barkley Tag. I thought it was a little bit light in the buyer speed figures, though. I do see that this horse is, raced in pretty much the same class as our top two selections here. But Jose's really good with horses on the front end. And he's 23% when he teams up with Todd Pletcher, and the price will be right at 8-1. So Lucy and Ethel is our second selection, the four horse. And our third and final selection, Dave, is the one horse. The one horse is Jameson and Ginger, 9-5 in the morning line. Chad Brown's the trainer. Javier Castellano is the jockey. This horse is raced twice at Aqueduct. Has won once, ran second the other time, and produced a 100 buyer speed figure. At this distance, Dave, this horse is 3-for-3 and produced a 103 buyer speed figure, though that was on a sloppy track. Castellano's been on this horse the last two times this horse has raced and has won both times. Going to get a good inside trip here on the rail at Aqueduct. And I think Castellano will probably have this thing positioned for a strong close. I did also underline that race on September 11th of 2016 at Belmont. You know, you can see two sub 12 second eighths of a mile in a row there in that race on the 11th. So I know that this horse has a pretty quick turn of foot, and with that inside trip, and Javier Castellano was probably the right horse to put in as our third selection. So in this sixth race at Aqueduct, Dave, our selections are the 2, the 4, and the 1.
All right, great. Let's move on to the eighth race. This is a mile and an eighth. It's the 96th running of the Demoiselle. It's a grade 2 race for filly two-year-olds. It's also the start of the pick 3. So we have 3 straight races to pick here. Give us your picks.
You said that Demoiselle very, very nicely.
Did I?
Dave.
Yeah, okay.
You must have spoke French in a prior life. Our top selection, Dave, in this eighth race at Aqueduct is going to be the 3 horse. The 3 horse is Wonder Godot, another French-sounding name. This horse is 2-1 in the morning line, is trained by Mark Cassie, ridden by Johnny Velasquez. I a couple notes here. This horse did race in that Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly the last time out at Del Mar. Looks like a lot of horses probably in that race, you know, had a difficult trip, says it was checked at the 8th and was altered. This horse was bought for $325,000. Sire's Medaglio d'Oro, who's a, you know, top sire and a sire that I like. Cassie's a 17% trainer in graded stakes. But for me, the most significant move here, Dave, is the jockey change from Husbands to Johnny Velasquez. Johnny's 31% at Aqueduct, and Cassie is really good in situations like this. So I'm going to make Wonder Godot, the 3 horse at 2-1, our top selection in this eighth race at Aqueduct. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 1 horse. The 1 horse is a horse called Daisy. Daisy's 5-2 in the morning line, trained by John Service, ridden by Kendrick Caramouche. This horse won for the absolute fun of it the last time in that tempted grade 3 stakes race at Aqueduct. I don't know if you remember this race, Dave, but this was the race Navajo was in.
Oh, right.
And we watched this race in Las Vegas, and this horse just ran off, had still plenty left in the tank, 2-for-2, lifetime Services. You know, take a look at the Services record in graded stakes. Service is a 24% trainer in graded stakes. Get the repeat jockey up for this event as well. Knows this. I know this horse likes the track. So we're going to make the 1 horse Daisy our second selection in this eighth race. Our third and final selection, Dave, in this eighth race is going to be the 6 horse. The 6 horse is called Mar Power. Again, 4-1 in the morning line, again, trade by John Service, ridden by Irod Ortiz. This horse is 2-for-2 lifetime, producing an 85 buyer speed figure. This horse is sired by that sire Violence, who I was telling you about when we were together on Saturday. This is one of those sires that I like, is really starting to produce some pretty high caliber horses. Like the trainer, like the jockey, Irod's, you know, 20% at Aqueduct, you know, a significant jockey change here that I think will be important. Mm-hmm. And this horse is 4-1. So our selections, Dave, in this eighth race at Aqueduct are the 3, the 1, and the 6.
Okay. Let's move on to the 9th race. This is the second leg of the pick 3. It's a mile and an eighth. It's the 104th running of the Remsen, and the purse is $250,000, again, for 2-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, so, Dave, our top selection in this 9th race is going to be the 3 horse. The 3 horse is Avery Island, 3-1 in the morning line. Kira McLaughlin is the trainer. Joe Bravo's the jockey. I really like this horse's last race. This horse was at a mile at Aqueduct and pressed the early pace, got the lead, and then won going away. This horse is sired by Street Sense, who I think you know won the Kentucky Derby.
Yep.
And so I know that the breeding there is there to go longer. I think, you know, Bravo's 25% right now at Aqueduct. So he's riding lights out. This horse has a bullet workout, coming off that win in the Nashua, 47-2 for 4 furlongs, 1 out of 91. So 91 horses raced 4 furlongs that day in workouts. And this one had the top workouts. So that's a pretty impressive workout. And we get 3-1. So it's not that bad of a price. And so we're going to make the 3-horse Avery Island our top selection in this 9th race at Aqueduct. Our second selection in this 9th race at Aqueduct is going to be the 2-horse Triple Dog Dare. Triple Dog Dare 6-1 in the morning line. Rudy Rodriguez is the trainer. Javier Castellano is the jockey. Javi was up on this horse the last time. Made a tremendous close. It was 5 wide and closed really strong. Javier, you know, I like Javier first time, but Javier for me is even better sometimes when he goes second time because he learns the horse and knows what the horse's capabilities are. It looked like maybe he pushed the button a little bit too late in this last race. So, you know, and Rudy Rodriguez always does well, I feel, in these stakes races on the New York circuit. So, at 6-1, I thought that Triple Dog Dare, as our second selection would be the right play, Dave. So, in this 9th race at Aqueduct, I'm going to make the 2 Triple Dog Dare our second selection. And our third and final selection in this 9th race at Aqueduct, Dave, is going to be the 10-horse Tap Rap Strike. Tap Rap Strike is trained by John Service, ridden by Irod Ortiz, 8-1 in the morning line, 24% trainer in graded stakes. He has a Tomlinson of 389 for this distance, won and broke its maiden at Parks as a pretty heavy favorite. But again, another pretty significant jockey change here. Also, Dave, this horse was purchased for $875,000. So I'm sure they got some high hopes for this horse. So we're going to make the 10-horse Tap Rap Strike our third selection here in the 9th race at Aqueduct. So our selections, Dave, in the 9th race at Aqueduct are the 3, the 2, and the 10.
All right, and then they wrap it up with the 10th race, the biggest race of the day. It's a mile. It's a grade 1. It's the 29th running of the Cigar Mile Handicap, and it's $750,000 for 3-year-olds and upward. Let's get your picks, and this is the third leg of the pick 3.
Yeah, Dave, so this race took a while for me to handicap. I started these past performances for a pretty long time. And the horse that I've come up with that I think is the right play here and my top selection is a horse I really like a lot, and it's the 1-horse Mind Your Biscuits. Mind Your Biscuits is 5-1 in the morning line. Chad Summers is the trainer. Irod Ortiz is the jockey. This horse raced in the Breeders' Cup Sprint at Del Mar a number of weeks ago. Had a pretty wide trip, was 7 wide, did close really strong, some pretty fast fractions coming home, those, you know, couple of subpar 12-second eighths of a mile there. I have a number of subpar 12-second eighths of a mile underlined in the past performances. I just feel like this horse is starting to come into his own, has a tremendous record, 18 starts, 6 wins, 6 seconds, 3/3, $2.3 million made. May have needed that last race. You know, it's hard to say a horse needs a Breeders' Cup Sprint race, but it looks like maybe, that coupled with the wide trip, going to get a little bit easier trip here from the rail with Irod, second off the layoff. And I really like this horse on Saturday. So let's make the 1-horse Mind Your Biscuits my top selection in this 10th race. My second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 8-horse. The 8-horse is Practical Joke. Practical Joke, 7-2 in the morning line. Chad Brown's the trainer. Joel Rosario is the jockey. This horse also raced in the Breeders' Cup. Ran fourth. Another horse that's second off a layoff. This is a three-year-old colt, so has every right to keep improving. Take a look at that Tomlinson at this distance, Dave. 411 Tomlinson, so over 400 Tomlinson for this horse racing at this distance, and has won twice at this distance, producing a 101 buyer speed figure. Rosario obviously fits this horse, has, you know, won a number of times in the past performances here. So top trainer, top jockey, second off a layoff, three-year-old colt, perfect Tomlinson for this distance. Practical Joke seemed like the right horse to put in as our second selection, Dave. So let's make the 8-horse Practical Joke our second selection in this 10th race at Aqueduct. And our third and final selection, Dave, is Sharp Azteca. Sharp Azteca is 2-1 in the morning line. Trained by George Navarro, ridden by Javier Castellano. Raced in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, grade one. Cut some pretty fast fractions. Produced a 107 buyer speed figure in that race at Del Mar. This jockey trainer combination, Navarro and Castellano, is 41% when they get together. That's a really nice racehorse, Dave. You know, this horse has been out 15 times in his life, has won seven, finished second five times, ran third another time, made $1.3 million. But as I think I mentioned to you, Dave, and to the listeners at a prior podcast, you know, Navarro, since he got caught doing some things that weren't on the up and up, has not been hitting at the same winning percentage as he was hitting at. So, you know, the stewards and the people that watch the races are keeping a close eye on this guy. So, you know, the one thing I know, this horse will have to race clean. So we'll have, you know, there is also, in my opinion, a lot of speed in this race, a lot of horses that can get out, and I'm anticipating a pretty quick pace, and I'm anticipating that our horse, Mind Your Biscuits, at on the rail is going to just get the golden trip here and should be able to, you know, absorb the speed horses in the stretch. So, but we will make Sharp Azteca the 6-horse, our third selection in this 10th race at Aqueduct, Dave. So let's summarize the 10th race at Aqueduct, Dave. Our selections are the 1, the 8, and the 6.
All right, let's wrap it up. Again, make sure you go out to our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. There you find the latest episode and all the links to our ways of subscribing to our podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and also hooking up on your favorite podcatcher. Make sure you go out and follow us on Twitter at OffTheChartsHR, where we have podcast updates, the racing day changes, and any other picks that Steve chooses to put out there. He's had a few. And again, make sure you subscribe to our podcast by hitting all those links. We really appreciate that. We also have an email if you want to send us an email. Our email is questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. Any closing comments before we wrap this up?
No, Dave, these are some pretty nice races for wintertime racing at Aqueduct, and I'm really looking forward to that Cigar Mile. There's a lot of nice horses in there.
Yeah, nice horses. Real nice race. It's going to be fun. With that, we appreciate you joining us, and good luck and good racing.